That's an excellent result here at Seaview tonight, Ryan, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic result, Andy. Obviously, based on the Friday night's match with Rossmore in the county Antrim, we knew it was going to be an absolute difficult game. To me, again, I feel Crusaders are in a false position in the league because they've got a fantastic side. They caused us problems on Friday. They've caused us problems here tonight. They obviously strengthened, bringing back Julie Nelson into the squad. And we knew we were going to be up against it. But we had to tweak a few things. Alison Smith came back in tonight. Young Kelsey Burrows from the Swifts came in right back tonight. And they've done fantastically well. And we showed great character. And it was always going to be a battle. And I think now at this stage of the season, I think that's what every game is. Every game's now a cup final. Every game's now a battle. But we know everybody's against Linfield. You know, some of the decisions don't go our way. All the teams don't want to see Linfield succeed. And, you know, it's maybe battling against all the outside factors as well as the factors on the pitch. But, you know, we've got a good result here tonight and we just have to enjoy it. And then we're back in and at the weekend to train and try and get a good session under our belt before the two games next week.
We got off to a great start there tonight. Ali Smith scored, then Jennifer scored 2-0 at half time, and obviously just after half time they got one back, and it was nervy time, especially after what happened on Friday when they got back into it after our 2-0 lead.
That was the most impressive thing for me tonight. Whenever Crusaders came out again, they readjusted their formation in the second half, and we sort of knew that's what they would do at half time, and we had the subs to play, but it was just a wee bit early in the game to do that. But we knew they were going to be dangerous in set pieces, and they got one back. But the most pleasing thing was we stood up to it, we battled, and we had chances. We just couldn't finish, unfortunately, between the goalkeeper making a few good saves, hitting the crossbar, some good defending, and then we got the goal 3-1, Amber Dempster. And Amber was unlucky to miss out tonight, but it was because she played 120 minutes on Friday night. You know, so I was trying to obviously have subs on the bench tonight to impact the game, and the subs all that came on did impact the game, and I actually think they won us the game tonight.
It is a squad game, and as you say, 11 players started, the subs came on and gave us that bit of freshness and speed up front, and that's what got the decisive third goal near the end, isn't that right?
Most definitely. Louise McFrederick has come in from injury, and she's got two brilliant games under her belt tonight, but it just felt maybe whenever they pushed young Emily Wilson out onto the right hand side, we needed to have a wee bit more maybe pace down the line, and we moved Hannah into there and brought young Megan onto the right hand side, and she's electric. She drives a player. She's one of the up and coming players in this country, you know, and she knows, you know, she has to work hard, and she's trying to make an impact. And I think the international manager was here watching tonight, so if he was watching some of them young players tonight, Hannah Doherty, Amber Dempster, you know, some of them players tonight, they're not too far away.
I think it's probably our first league win at this particular ground. I know we won here in the County Antrim Shield final, that was against the Glen, so it's nice to get another monkey off our back and our first league win at this ground.
Yeah, we have to stay focused. We can't get ahead of ourselves. We just have to, as we say, take one game at a time, and that's exactly what we're doing. Our next game is Ballymena in the Irish Cup, and Ballymena is doing fantastically well as well in their championship. Again, a side that I don't think should have been relegated last year, because watching it when I came home from South Africa, you know, they were a good side, a good passing side, a good young side. So we know that's going to be difficult on Monday night too. But we have a squad. Some of our players come back again, and we're now looking at 20 players back in to choose from, and that's great for me.
It's great, as you say, getting players back from having been away. But it's two games next week. It's Monday, Ballymena at home, and then away to Derry City on the Wednesday. So it'll stretch our full squad, these two games coming up next week.
Yeah, I said from the very start of the season, this is not going to be a 1-11 game. This is going to be a 1-20. And it's so crucial that Martin Parr in our Swifts, managing our Swifts, bloods them young players up so I can have them players when we need them. And that's been a godsend to us this year. The senior players have been fantastic and used the ammunition of what has happened the previous two seasons. You know, and we're in a good position, but we have to stay totally grounded. And we just take one game as it comes, and the next game is an Irish Cup game against Ballymena.
As you said, one game as it comes, and the next league game is is Derry, and it's a nice position to be in the league table, but it is a long way to go, and it is one game at a time, isn't it?
Yeah, no, people turn around and look at the table maybe tonight and over the next few days and says, oh, it's Linfield's title, blah, 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 but I don't believe that. I still think we still have to play Cliftonville, we still have to play Sion Swifts, we still have to go to a good Mid Ulster side, and then again the Derby on the last game of the season. So there's big games coming through. Our players need to stay grounded. They obviously need to work hard, and we just need to work hard to try and get over that line, but it's going to be difficult, and the players know that.
That's to play for in the league and in the cups, isn't it?
Yeah, I think any manager in any league wants to win cups, but the bread and butter is the league, and that's definitely our ultimate goal. And with anything else, we will give it a chance to, we will give it a go to reach them finals, but obviously you need a bit of luck, you need the draw to go your way, and we obviously need to put the performances in. But it is what it is. We're in a good position, but it's up to us now to stay strong, stay focused, stay grounded, and try and get the job done.
And you're one of the first teams to play on the new improved Seaview pitch. What did you make of it?
Oh, it was fantastic tonight. I think the girls actually really enjoyed it. A bit of rain before the game really actually livened the ground off, a bit of give in it. So definitely better from the last Seaview ground I've played in.
Excellent result tonight, and rest and recover, and come back next week for two big games next week.
Thanks.